Joining us now, the Maple Toyota Hotline from ESPN NBA analyst, here is Amin El-Hassan. What's happening, Amin?
What's going on, gentlemen? Kawhi Watts is well into day four now, and I think we've all given up. We just think he's going to hang out for the year.
You're feeling defeated at this point.
You know, it's funny because I got to interview his college coach, Steve Fisher, a couple of months ago. And when I asked him how they got him to San Diego State, he said, honestly, if it was up to Kawhi, we'd still be sitting trying to make the decision right now to where to go to college. So as soon as we started free agency, we knew we didn't hear anything at the beginning. I was like, oh, this is going to happen. And so yesterday, there's a reporter from San Diego area who tweeted out a nice story. He said the San Diego State coach staff didn't know for sure that he was coming until he showed up for the first day of summer classes. So this is a guy who takes his time.
Well, I mean, no one really knows what Kawhi's all about, like what his priorities are, what his personality's like behind the scenes. Like, I've never gotten the read from him that he's indecisive, right? Like, but that's what would be suggested here. Like, he's just indecisive.
Yeah, he just. I guess he's a guy who takes his time when making a big decision,
right?
And he's not, hurried by other, you know, outside influences the way a lot of these other players were, because to be honest, a lot of these other players had to make a decision quick to make sure that their preferred teammates or their preferred situations played out the way they wanted it to. Whereas Kawhi Leonard is kind of like, I got two finals MVPs, I'll be good wherever I land.
Right.
Yeah, fair enough. Now, Amin, when you look at this decision, Hayes and I were batting this around. I mean, could it be that one of the hang-ups here is weighing the idea of security? You know, the 5-year deal you could sign in Toronto if you wanted to max it out, or a 4-year deal you could sign in either of the LA destinations, versus the idea of maybe maximizing the dollar and signing that 1+1, 1 year plus a player option for a second year to walk yourself into that 10-year veteran supermax where you get 35% of the salary cap. How much do you think he might be weighing, you know, knowing he's had this knee problem, watching Kevin Durant rupture his Achilles and Klay Thompson rupture his ACL? How much do you think he's wondering, how much do I want to risk here in this deal?
Well, I mean, I think any responsible decision of this magnitude has to include thinking about Kevin Durant, thinking about DeMarcus Cousins, thinking about Isaiah Thomas, the three players who were top of the game and then have suffered disastrous injuries. And in two of those cases, those guys haven't been able to successfully monetize their abilities afterwards. So it's definitely like a conversation to be had. Now, if you're Kawhi, there's a middle ground. You could sign a 3-year deal, a 2+1, and then that'll get you to the 10-year level and still give you a little bit of security there. But ultimately, I mean, I think that's the conversation. It's between that and the other conversation, which is I know the Toronto Raptors. I know the general manager. I know the caliber of the president of the organization. I know the coach. I know my teammates. I know the system we're running. Everything. There are no question marks. Everything. Can we do this again? In the LA situations, there are question marks. How am I going to fit? Am I going to like it there? Am I going to like my teammates? Am I going to like my coach? And in the case of the Lakers, there's a lot of question marks. Who am I going to play with other than LeBron and AD? So there's the financial decision, and there's also the fit decision that he's got to make and he's probably thinking about.
With Amin El-Hassan from ESPN. So we all know Kawhi is the main character in this story, in this movie. But who do you think is the most important supporting character? Would it be Masai Ujiri, LeBron James, Doc Rivers? You know, who do you circle and say, man, that guy's got what it's going to take here to sell Kawhi Leonard?
Drake. But the honest answer is whatever team he lands on, that will know who it is. You just named all the characters, all the side characters. LeBron and Magic, I would say, for the Lakers, for the Clippers, it would be Doc Rivers, and it would be Steve Ballmer to some extent. And in Toronto, it's Masai, Nick Nurse, and Bobby Marks, the general manager. Like, these are the guys that when they picked him up, they said definitely he's going to be the best player in the league. Right? They picked him up a summer ago before he'd even played a game. Said you are the best player in the NBA, and so. that right there is the that's the we're looking at. We're looking at those characters. But I'd say have jokingly, maybe Drake does have a bigger influence on this than we thought.
Well, I mean, depending on whose report you want to listen to or you know, accept at face value, Drake is a guy. It's difficult to get a read on, even up in Toronto. I can't even imagine what people, you know, outside of Toronto think about his role up here, because he's been labeled the, you know, global ambassador, whatever the hell that means. And he sits courtside and he's, you know, he gets into the game and he's a motivated fan. But he's a man of power. I mean, there's no doubt. And they take it seriously. Like, Masai takes his role seriously, Drake.
Well, I mean, this is how you know how serious he is in that organization. The practice facility is named after his company.
Right.
I mean, that's not small mistake. Like, we can talk about Spike Lee and Jack Nicholson and all those guys, but at the end of the day, those guys were season ticket holders. They pay their money, they show up, they drink a beer, they root for the team, they go home. This dude is in free agent meetings. This dude has like I said, the practice facility named after him. They've got jerseys that are his design, of his color scheme. I mean, this is a level of involvement that goes way past the Superman. And I know it's funny, and it's fun to make jokes about him, and he massaged Nick Nurse's shoulders and all that, but he's a serious player. And the other thing is, and you know, I've had the privilege to be kind of involved on the music side with my family members. These young players listen to these guys. It sounds silly to us, but they listen to Drake. They listen to J. Cole. They listen. I don't want to say listen to them as in listen to the music. They listen to them. They lean on them for advice. How do I go through this? How do I handle that? And so we may sit here and scoff because Drake is a little bit of a mascot and he shot the air balls at Kentucky and any team he's rooted for always lost. That's all fun and games, but the reality is when he requests a meeting and sits down with these guys, they're listening to him earnestly. Like, this is a guy I need to pay attention to.
Yeah, and when he requests the meeting, he's getting the meeting. He's like,
oh, he's absolutely getting
the meeting. Now, Drake's not going to leak or whatever, or do anything like that. But everyone's wondering who can get to Kawhi Leonard. I'm pretty sure Drake can get in contact with him.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to get in contact. But, you know, as far as leaks go, that's the other interesting part about this, right? Like, we all know that Kawhi's a very private person, and his circle, him, his uncle, his mother, they very much value privacy and trust, right? And so when all these other free agent discussions we've heard, people couldn't wait to leak. Ooh, we're in the front runners. Ooh, this happened. Ooh, we had a great meeting. And in this case, he's managed for the most part to get all three teams to be pretty silent, which, again, is stunning when you think about it.
So, I mean, you've been obviously in an NBA front office. If you were on the agent side of this business and you happen to be representing Kawhi, I mean, where would you be pushing him to go? Would you have a take on what's best for him in this moment?
Well, you know, like, I think there's a conversation, again, it's going back to what we said about the money. Do you want the 5-year security? Do you want to gamble a little and see how much money we can make in a couple of years? That's one conversation. The other conversation is, you know, what do you want, right? I think if you want to win and sustain success and know that you're in a great situation, it's Toronto. If you want to take a chance because you want to move closer to home, but you want some of those stability kind of marker that we see in Toronto to be somewhere else, I would say it's the Clippers. If you're just trying to maximize your exposure and be the biggest name possible, then it's the Lakers. And ultimately, you know, that's his decision. That's not something that any other player or any other agent or family member can make for him. He's got to make it on his own.
Great stuff as always. I mean, we always appreciate you finding time, especially on a holiday down there. Thank you for this.
No problem, guys. There was no holiday for me. I worked, and now I'm on my way to Vegas.
All right, man. Go enjoy yourself down there. There's Amin Alhassan from ESPN joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Red Tag Days are back. Purchase any new vehicle and get a $500 gift certificate to Appliance Canada, plus get rates from 0%. Visit MapleToyota.com.